At the end, I'll try to go back to Baltacher, which we didn't finish.
Sure. Okay. Should we start with Baltacher, or we'll end with Baltacher if we get time?
Let's just do
Yodos. Let's just do Yodos. Okay, fine. Thank you, Eitan. Okay, so we're going to start with Yodos. We're going to start with Yodos. We're going to do this over the series of Yodos right now, or at least get an overall view exactly what is the nature of Yodos, its impact, exactly how does that work, with different understandings, how to go through that. Okay, so let's start from the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which obviously is the Makor for Yodos. It says, Yodos, Hichiksiv, how do we know that Yodos exists? Because it says, Ish, Kiyafli, Lindor, Neder, Nazir lahazir, Nazir lahazir lahashem, Batani Nazir lahazir, Lasos kinoi niziros kineziros, Yados niziros kineziros. Now, I think we're aware that kinoi niziros kineziros is controversial. Are there kinuyim by niziros? I think that is a machlokas. And I think the Ran takes that out. Yados niziros kineziros, Inle yelob niziros, Menedar minayin, Tamlar, Ish, Kifal nindor neder, Nazir lahazir lahashem, Makish niziros lenedar, Menedar niziros, Na niziros asabo. Yados Niziris Kinaziris, Af Nidarim, Asabahem, Yados Nidarim Kinadarim. Okay, Nazi Lahazir tells me that there's Yadayim, there's a Yad when it comes to Niziris, and the Hekesh between Nazir and Nidarim tells me that there's Yados by Nidarim as well. Now, Yad obviously is a, I guess, an incomplete type of statement, right? Just punch up shot, an incomplete statement that signifies that I'm trying to be chal either Naziris or I'm trying to have a nether be chal. Correct? Is that fair to say? Great. There is one other daya in the Gemara. There is one other day in the Gemara. It says, "Adav Gimel Mbe Shami Natarti." The Rav Amri is Tam the Mafik Lo Yilaz Min Lindor Neder. Is Tam the Mafik Lo Min Kol Ayotim Min Piv Yasa. So we really have three makoros, honestly, from how we know Yados exists by Nidarim. Number one is Nazir Lahazir, like the double lashon Nazir Lahazir, and then we have a Hekesh to Nidarim. The other way that we understand is from Lindor Neder, the double lashon by Nidarim itself independently tells me about Yados. Machlokas, right, about different Torah Kolashim Neyadam or not. I think we all are somewhat familiar with that. And the last one is Moti Demafik Lei Min Akol Yotim Piyasa, right? Akol Yotim Piyasa that you have to fulfill, now which comes in and out. So, okay, there's three separate shitas, exactly how we know Yados exists. Great. Okay. Now, what is the nature of the Yados? So, are Yados the same as the Darim, or are they worse than the Darim? So, Brothers Iran say, and put on the sheet, the Ron's pretty explicit, as is Rov Rishonim, that Yados are the same, right? I mean, there is no difference between Yados and a real nether. And the Chiddush of Yados is that my incomplete statement qualifies as a complete statement, correct? Exactly how, we'll get into the different sheetas in the Rishonim and the Lumbs, exactly why that works, but Lamaisa, it should work to the same degree. We know that, remember, Yados is chaviv because we learn it from a drasha. That's why the Mishnah starts with Yados, correct? Like, that's the whole first couple blot of Maseches Nedarim. Nevertheless, that drasha doesn't necessarily detract from its significance or its validity or its koach, midah oraisa. It really rises to the same status of all other Nedarim in general. Great. However, just so we're aware of, maybe we'll come back to this, there's actually, that's all in good one comes to the Bavli. However, there's one very interesting Yerushalmi. I don't know if you saw this Yerushalmi, if you learned the Sugya of Nidar, when you learned the Sugya of Yados. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Omar is Palgun Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. There's a machlok between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Lokin Al Ha'isuros. Rabbi Lazar Omar Ein Lokin. Okay, machlokes in the Yerushalmi between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar about whether you are Loka Ad Isuros. What's Isuros? So let's take a look at the Korban Eidah. Says the Korban Eidah, Lokan al Isuros, the Sover Iker HaNeder Hu Sheyomer Davar Zeh Asur Alai Beichet Piso B'Davar Achar Bein Shalot Piso El Deheichu Shet Piso B'Inan Shein Spinu B'Davar HaNoder V'Lo Davar Asur. Okay, fine. Rabbi Lazar Omer Ein Lokan De Kasavar. What does Rabbi Lazar hold when he says there's no Malkus on Yisurin? Iker HaNeder Hat Bat Pasahu Shatalu b'davar anoder af al gav she'im lo et pisu el shamar kikur zalai aser chayil nidro ha'inu min din yad Aval ain lokin alav the ikar neder matzah suah the chsev ki yeder neder la Hashem achi yeder b'davar noder v'eshu the sober the yaltsu the rabbanin hain v'kras machta ba'alma.
Okay, what does the korban eidan say? Korban eidan say the machlokus to Tiri Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar about whether there's malchus by yisuros is really part of a larger machlokus about whether there is hatpasa by nedarim. Is that ikar neder or not? Correct. So if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that all nedarim are chal, whether you were matpis with a carbon or not, so then do I get then any type of nether? There's going to be malchusan, right? It's going to be aser. Like, I mean, all nedarim and all the shodas nedarim are going to be uniform, and they're both going to have malchusan with them. Correct.
Good.
But according to Rabbi Lazar, who holds that ikar hanether is dafka with hashpasa. Okay, that means I need to say harei alai, you know, kik karban, whatever I'm trying to answer myself. And therefore, if I don't use hashpasa, what am I using? Yeah. How is it going to be chal? Yeah. With a yad. Excellent. It's going to be chal with a yad. And therefore, if I use a yad, I am not going to be chayiv malkos. So the way that the Korban Eid understands Rabbi Yochanan, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, is gufa within whether yados contain malchus or not. Okay? According to Rabbi Yochanan, they do contain malchus. Why? Because ikar neder is whether bein bat pasa, bein b'liat pasa. And according to Rabbi Lazar, there are no malchus by yados, because ikar neder is dafka without pasa, and when using yados, it's a completely different type of neder. So we see, at least according to the Yushalmi, and for sure within the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, that yados is fundamentally different than ikar neder. Yados doesn't have malchus that the neder does. Yes? Everybody with me so far? Is this clear? Great. Okay. Awesome. But maybe we'll come back to the Yushalmi in a moment. What I want to do right now, in the time we have remaining, okay, it's very confusing. Now we have remaining. I want to actually go through some of the lishonos in the Rishonim as to how exactly they're magdir yad and why yados works, and see maybe that might have an impact based on some of the other things we previously discussed. So let's start from the beginning. Okay, so there's at least two places where the Ran talks about yados and gives I guess conflicting interpretations exactly how it's going to work. Beis Amud Aleph, the first time Yadus comes up, it's at the end of that very long run. What does he say? Yadus Nadarim Hu Shematchil B'Miktas HaDibor Shal Nadar She'ino Gomer Oso. So what happens? You started saying Nadar, but you didn't get a chance to finish that which you're trying to say. V'Oso Miktas HaDibor Habiki'ilu Noder Kol HaShomas HaDibor. And that incomplete sentence which you have said, we're mashing it for you. It's kilu that you pick up a pitcher that has a handle. When you pick up the pitcher with the handle, are you holding the pitcher? No, you're holding the handle, right? But the handle has a koach to pick the pitcher up with it as well. So to a yad, right? I didn't say the complete thing, but I said enough in order to have a chalos neder.
Okay.
We can contrast that with the Ran later on in Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Some of us are already there, some of us maybe not yet. Amar Kraki Yidor Neder, Achi Yidor B'davar Nodar. Okay, this is the drasha that if one is going to do Hatpasa, they dafka have to do it on Hadavar Nodar, not Davar Asr. Right? They do it on Davar Asr. There is not, the Neder is not going to be Chal. Nir Be'enai, says the Ran, the Haki Perusha, the Sri Le'al Shas, Lashmina de Matvis Davar Noder, Mitzar, Lo Tzarech Kra. I would think that what? If the Shas did not need a Pasuk to tell me that if I did a Pasuk, but Davar Noder, it's going to be Asr. Why? The Kiman Amr Kikar Ze Alai Asr, Havi Neder, since I say Kikar Ze Alai, if I asked a kikar on me, I asked this loaf of bread on myself, it would be a good neder. Kamar nami karban asar. If I added karban, that shouldn't be a big deal. Kamar below gara miyados, and this is the part that we want to focus on, in his explaining of the halachos of you have to be mapis with davar anoder, not davar asar, he explains that when I say kik karban, if I use davar anoder, below gara miyados, it's no worse than yados. Alvade kraki da krad chiyidur neder la the davar anoder asar elo mubuti davar asar. What is the Ran telling us over here? It's something completely different. The first Ran was focused on
the lack of dibor. Correct? This run is focused on what? The mistaken dibor, right? Not inappropriate. The faulty dibor. Correct? Meaning, the Ron explains, I don't need the Torah to tell me that I could say Hare Alai Karban. Even if I don't need to say Karban in general. Obviously, I know that's not going to ruin my neder. Why? Because at the very worst, if it's not adding, it should be no worse than what? Than Yad. Meaning what? I said something extra here, and yet it's going to be Chal because it's no different than Yados, correct? Do you hear what the Ron is saying? What the Ron is saying over here is that Yados is not what I'm lacking, but Yados is that which I said, but I said improperly. So we have two different interpretations of the Ron. The first Ron we have in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, not Beis Amud Aleph, what is it? Is Beis Amud Aleph? Yeah, Beis Amud Aleph. I didn't make that up. Beis Amud Aleph says that Neder, sorry, Yados works because I was lacking something in my Nibor. Correct? And the Ron, later on Yedalid, seems to tell me that Yados is Chal, even if I said something which was wrong or mistaken, or I added something that didn't help, it will not make it worse because it's no worse than Yad. Yes? Everybody with me so far?
Can you say the second one again?
The second one is as follows. What the Ron,
how does that show that you're like fixing up the Lashon rather than completing it?
What?
How does that show that like, it's more like the first one? I don't understand.
Okay, so the first Ron is saying, okay, let's say... What? It's incomplete, right? So meaning I didn't say the full Lashon which I needed. The second Ron is saying as follows, meaning it's a diak in the Ron. The Ron says that, the Ron says as follows. The Ron says, what's a classic neder? Hare alai kikar zu. This kikar is asr for me, okay? So the Ron says, and I don't need the Torah to tell me I could say hare alai kikar zu kikarba. That I don't need the Torah to tell me. Why? Because, says the Ron, because that would be no worse than yados. That would be chal midin yados. So I don't need the Torah to tell me that. What is that? So what is Ikra Neder? Hare Alai Kikarzu. Correct? What is, how would Hare Alai Kikarzu Kikarban? How would that be Chal?
Yados.
Was I lacking anything in my second statement? No, I wasn't lacking anything. I just added something else. And maybe I would have thought that that which I added, which was extraneous, which was not necessary to my Ikra Neder, would make it worse. Question, that's no worse than Yad. That extraneous thing, and therefore the Torah is coming to tell me, says that the Ron, that Davar HaNoder is a problem. It obliterates the Karban, not Davar HaNoder. Okay, great. Yes? Okay, two more. Should we do two more? Yeah, why not? Two more. Two more very quick interpretations of Yad, exactly how that works. Maybe we just do one. Let's see what the Rush says. The Rush says something similar to the first round, but I think he has a slightly different emphasis. Says the Rush also Beis Amud Aleph, Kol Ahani Mikru Yados Kimo Beis Yad Hakli Sheino Ikra Kli. It's not the Ikra Kli, but Ochli Zvo Hakli Ola Imo. But when I pick it up, it comes with it, right? So similar to the Ron, when I grasp the handle of a Kli, right? The Kli comes up with the handle, correct? So I'm lacking something. But he had something. V'kachani yados inu gomer devarav lefareish haneder. I didn't finish myself to explain exactly what I meant. Ela haschala ba'alma. It's only the beginning of my interpretation, the beginning of my dibor. V'mitocha nikar shedaito lidor. And it's clear from that which I said, that I had machshava to be no there. Okay? V'machshavina le'ki'ilu gomer devarav. And we can consider it as if I finished that which I had to say. The Gemara Ma'afiklo, Mikra, and the Gemara explains that we learned it from Pasuk, the Avagav, the Gemara Belibo, Lidor, Ilad, the Chashinim, like Ilo, Tzatz, Mesasav, Arid, Neder, Kedarim, Paragim, the Shuas, Arishal, Gorba, Lidor, Kodis, Mesasav. Okay, that's in the Rush. So what does the Rush say? Different than the first run that I'm lacking, different from the second run where I said something wrong. But what the Rush is saying, or similar to the first round somewhat, is that that which I'm lacking, it's muchach in terms of what my desire is that I want the neder to be chal. Correct? The Ron doesn't add that point in the beginning. The Ron has this mashal of the kli, being oches with the yad of the kli. the pitcher, the handle of the pitcher.
It was
sort of the rule. But I mean, the Rosh and the Ron have the same muscle, but the Rosh takes it one step further. The Ron says, well, you know, I said enough. I said, seemingly, I said enough to pick the other stuff with it, pick the other pitcher up with me. What the Rosh is saying even further than that, I said enough and it was clear what I wanted. It was clear what my intentions were. The Ron doesn't add that, right? So okay, a couple things to think about when it comes to Yardot, and so then I want to bring it back to what we said initially and wrap it up somewhat. Number one, okay, one thing to think about Yardot, okay? And this is basically what the Rishonim are dealing with. Are Yardot there, once again, to interpret what my inner thoughts are? And therefore, even though I'm lacking in terms of on the Dibor front, that's good enough? Or Yardot just lowering the threshold of what I need to say in order for a Nedar to be Chal? Another question that you may ask yourself, which is similar in kind, which certainly will affect this question in general, is that how are Nedarim Chal? What is the relationship between my thoughts and my Machshava, my Ratzon, my Devarim Shebelev, some would say, and that which I say? How much does there need to be consistency? How much can my desire affect that Dibor which I enunciate? Yes? You hear what I'm saying? These are all questions that we have to grapple with, which the Rishonim are dealing with. The fact that the Rush says, I didn't say enough, but I know what I'm thinking in my heart, that clearly is propping up the role of Machshava and Lev. The fact that the Ron doesn't say that, what's that clearly focusing on? I don't really care what your intention was. I just want to know, Lamaisa, did you say enough in order for another to be Chal? Correct? The other Ron, also similar as well. You may have said too much, but that doesn't matter. Maybe that doesn't take away, or maybe because your machshav is there, maybe it doesn't make a difference. Okay, so those are all things to think about when it comes to Yad, and when we go back, hopefully at some point, and reanalyze the sugyas of Yados, in terms of Kiddushin, in terms of Gittin, in terms of Tzedakah, Peah, etc., Nazirus, it's worthwhile to keep these different interpretations in mind and see exactly what is the suffix of the Gemara. What is the Gemara asking about Yesh Yal the Kiddushin or Ein Yal the Kiddushin? Is that similar to Nether at all or not? Or is that separate from Nether? What is the similarities that we're asking about Yados when it comes to Kiddushin, Tzedakah, Gittin, etc.? Okay? So those are all good homework things there. What I want to do very quickly with you right now, we're not going to read the Rambam inside because we're pressed for time. And, you know, it's good homework. I know we have to try to figure out what he's saying. Plus, the Rambam is a bit of a mess, Kedarka B'Kodesh. When it comes to other Rambams, we are not so clear about Yados Mechichos, Yados She'en Mechichos. If you want, you could try to figure it out. I jump. Fine. But what I want to do very, very quickly is as follows. We basically gave three interpretations at how Yados work. Number one was the Ron, that I didn't say enough. But, meaning we lowered the threshold of what I need to say. Interpretation number two, I said too much. But, you know, I kind of know what you meant. Like, the carbon's not going to take away from it. And number three is, I didn't say enough, and I know what you meant. Right? So those are our three interpretations, correct? Great. Okay. What I'd like to suggest to you is the following. And this is something which is worthwhile to do. It is possible, and it's worth thinking about, when we have different makoros for a certain halacha, do the different makoros reflect a difference in the nature of the halacha? Yes? You hear my question?
Yeah.
What are makoros for Yados? Nazir lahazir? Lindor Neder, let's put that in the same category, you know, even though they don't need to be, because we might want to make a distinction between the zeros and the Nedarim. But what's the other one we have? Right, Kol Yotim Mibirayasa, right? As the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis says. Okay, what's the difference in those two things? You tell me.
Kol Yotim is literally anything you say.
Okay, and? Oh, excellent. Okay, so one Ha'ar that Chaim makes, which I think is absolutely correct. Where is the drasha coming from? Is it coming from the definition of Nidarim, Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir? Or is it Kol Yoti Mipichayasa, right? Or is it coming from another pasuk of you need to fulfill all the words that you claim that come out of your mouth? right? Correct? One is internal to Nedarim, one is an external drasha. That is also true. Awesome. Okay, great. Now, what have we said so far? We had a couple of different shitas, right? We had what?
Three and three.
We have what?
If three ways to learn Nedarim, yodos and three shitas.
Okay, so I'm not doing that. That'd be awesome. But I'm not there yet. I need to think about that more, but I hear that. Okay, but is it possible that what the Ron is saying, right? The first Ron, I pick up the Kli, the rest of the thing comes with me. That might be a lowering of the threshold. That's a Lindor Neder type of yados. That's internal to, I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want. But the second one of, let's say, when I say Harei Alai Karban, I added something extra. Or even the Rush, who says that I try to figure out what was your intention. Maybe that's a function of Mipibiasa. I can't get the mushroom out of my mouth. I'm sorry. Yes, exactly. Maybe it's a function of that pasuk, correct? Because there I'm just trying to figure out, like, well, what's coming out of your mouth? Did you really say good ned there? Maybe not. But the mice, I know what you mean. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to go ahead and fulfill. Yes? You hear what I'm saying so far? Great. Okay. This is going to be the good one. Ready? Now, I'm going to prove to you that there might be a difference between... one second. I'm going to prove to you there may be a difference between... versus Nazir al-Hazir. You want my proof? Ready? What's my proof? Who is the man da Amar that holds Kol Hayotim Mipiv Yasa? But Marava, what is Marava? Okay. What did we just learn from the Yerushalmi? That's a machlokes about what? Whether Yad has Malkus or not. What do you see from that? You see that what? Yados is fundamentally different than the Darim. Yeah, let me ask you a question. When do you get Malkus in the Torah? When you have a lav. Let me question. If I learn out Yados from Kol, yeah, is that a lav?
No.
No, then there's no Malkus. The Yerushalmi, the Mar of Lechora, is the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. Lechora, that is Rebbe Lazar. That's a Shita. There are no Malkus by Yados. Yados learn out from something completely different than Lindor Neder, Nazir Lazar. It's not internal to Nedarim. It's something which is outside of Nedarim. It is having integrity to your words, even if you don't really say good Neder. It's a new Chiddush. Maybe we apply Bayacha, maybe we probably don't because you don't get Malkus. But it's a fundamentally different type of Neder in the first place. And because it's a fundamentally different type of Neder, that's why maybe there is no Malkus. It's learned that from an essay. And it's important to think about, once again, so once I prove it to you that the Makor makes a difference, and the Yerushalmi and the Marav may be the same Shita, they may be Lashitaso, so it's worthwhile to go ahead and, once again, re-examine how do we view Nedarim in general, and what exactly is Yados coming to add? Is Yados coming to tell me, even though I really didn't say anything, Lamaisa, I know what I'm saying, and therefore it's a Kiyam in Kol Yotim Piv Yase? Or... is no, y'all just telling you it's internal neder. I'm like, that's a good neder, even if you're going to say the exact way of your current neder. That's something to keep in mind. So very quickly, just to chazer what we said, we have three different interpretations exactly how y'all just works. Either, if I don't say enough, nevertheless it's still good, that's the Ron. The later Ron, Ron number two, is, if I said too much, but I know what you mean, it still works. And the Rush is, I don't say enough, but I know what your intentions are, that's going to be good enough. Right? And then we said that there are different makoros for Yados, Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir, Kol Yoti Mipivyasa, correct? Yes? And those different makoros might indicate a difference in how the halakha manifests itself. Our raya is the Yerushalmi. The Talmud Amarav, i.e. the Yerushalmi, is the one who also holds maybe that there are no Yados by Nedarim. How are there no Yados by no Malkus by Yados? How are there no Malkus by Yados? Because you don't learn out from Alav. You learn out from Kol Yotzim Mifibiasa. You learn out from the essay. It's a fundamentally different type of Neder. And then it's really interesting to go ahead and try to figure out exactly how does that apply to the other halachos and chas that our Gemara applies it to. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful night. Sorry I'm a little bit late, guys.